And the first game of the start of the season is tonight. We get a doubleheader on ESPN. The first one, 6 o'clock our time, the Washington Nationals hosting the New York Yankees. Now, there is some bad weather in the area forecast for today, so hopefully they get the game in. And if they do, throwing out the first pitch will be Dr. Anthony Fauci, who joins us now on the Ticket Hotline. Good morning. It's great to talk to you.
Good morning. It's certainly good to be on with you. I have enjoyed your program for many years on the Sports Day app.
Wow.
I am a huge ticket head, but with Corona-19, I have not been able to make it to many remotes since this thing has been killing people left and right. But but before that, I used to go to all the remotes at Tight Ends and Twin Peaks, and I may be an older doctor, but I absolutely love the eye candy at those restaurants, and I love going to those places where I can see women's baby feeders and their diarrhea makers on display.
Dr. Fauci. That is not a medical term.
Dr. Fauci, please.
But, of course, now I'm very busy working to eradicate the COVID-19. And now, having said that, I don't think we'll ever fully eradicate COVID-19. So that's why I don't really break my back trying to do it. I just, you know, work every few hours a day on it.
Well,
so
I think you'll
have more time for watching the lingerie bowls that I have on my DVR. Anyway,
well, we understand you.
I'm sure you guys probably have questions for me.
Yes, we do. We do. Getting to throw out the first pitch for the Washington New York game. That's pretty cool. What's your
yes.
baseball experience?
Yes, I'm very excited to be throwing out the first pitch, as you mentioned on your program just a moment ago. a lot of people don't realize that I was a notable high school athlete. In fact, I was named the High School Athlete of the Year in 1938.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
I didn't know you're that old.
Yes, of course, now I should mention that I have let my skills fall off a bit since then. In fact, I don't think I've thrown a baseball since Hitler was in power. But,
this would make you about 100 years old. I don't think you're that old, are you?
I'm looking forward to a return. Not of Hitler, but of throwing the baseball.
Right. Yeah. Right. You're taking very good care of yourself, but I guess we would expect nothing less from a doctor.
That's exactly right. I follow the science. That's very important to, as we battle to eradicate coronavirus, that you follow the science. And if you truly want to get rid of COVID number 19, you should inject your veins with disinfectant.
Really?
No.
Now, you'll die if you do this, but at least you won't be suffering from the COVID number 19. Hit the rim shot.
Okay, that's what the science says.
That's what the science says. Thank you, the Jeremy. As a matter of fact, I have
go ahead, doctor.
Announcement. Yeah, what?
No, go ahead.
The World Health Organization has announced this morning they announced that dogs cannot contract the COVID-19. I know a lot of people have a lot of pets, worried about the health of their pets, but the dogs cannot contract COVID-19 according to the World Health Organization. So all dogs that were previously held in quarantine can now be released. So once again, just to be clear, who let the dogs out?
Sure enough.
Yeah.
They did with that ruling, didn't they?
This is Dr. Anthony Fauci
Jeremy.
With us.
That's where we need a rim shot, is right there.
Yeah, what happened to Jer?
Sure, things
I was waiting for
changed.
The cue.
changed due to the COVID. Back in the day, you would cough to cover up a fart, and now you fart to cover up a cough. Hit the rim shot, Jeremy.
Okay, there we go.
I could tell you another coronavirus joke right now, but then we'd have to wait 2 weeks to see if you got it. Hit the rim shot, Jeremy.
Boy, I didn't realize you had this sense of humor, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, we didn't think this was a laughing matter.
For my favorite radio station, I, of course, have lots of humor and jokes. I actually have some kinfolk right there in Texas. My first cousin, Marge, lives in and around the Dallas area.
Oh, really?
I think we may know her.
You know a Marge.
Yeah, and Marge is actually of interest to me, not only as a first cousin, but as a scientist, because she has had and recovered from corona over 14 times now.
Oh, dear. Wow. That's amazing.
She's a medical miracle, but a life disaster, as we say in my family.
Yeah,
I'm going to go. I just ordered a new Playboy softcore porn on my DVR system about entertainment.
Dr. Fauci, no. We don't want to hear that.
I'm
You're America's number one doctor.
You'll ever meet. Bye, Muses.
Bye. There he goes, Dr. Fauci, throwing out the first pitch, Nationals and Yanks.